Now, one of the mysteries of our time is why so many businesses and big businesses at that spend so much money on social media platforms, given what's on those platforms. Now, Hyundai are the latest globally to pause their advertising on X after anti-Semitic posts were highlighted and the car company's ads were right next door to them. In Australia, they're busy sorting out legislation as we speak to penalise those platforms for material that should not be anywhere near the public, and yet it is, especially after the knife attacks that at least one instance involved a young man allegedly driven by religious hate. Australia, far from the first, of course, and in general, the social media platforms roll out, at least on the surface, a not unreasonable response. It's not acceptable, they say. We don't condone it, they say. We monitor it, they say. We try and stay on top of it, and so it goes. And yet, it keeps happening. And certainly keeps happening to the point where authorities all over the world now are sick and tired of it and are trying to work out what will bring them into line. It sort of dovetails into the media levy debate that's raged here of late, whereby many of the same platforms steal news content, put it on their service, wrap advertising around it. So while various governments grapple with the issue, both the levy and the posting of shocking material, why is it that advertisers advertise in these spaces given the very clear and obvious risk they run? The answer's simple: eyeballs. You need to be where the people are. But increasingly we can ask, surely, can that be a good enough justification? Politicians, they're no better. Biden wants to ban TikTok, yet he campaigns on it. Politicians here, I assume, abhor the sentiment peddled on many of these platforms, and yet they post relentlessly knowing there's an audience to be connected with. Advertisers need to ask themselves some serious questions. They appear affected by the whim of the day. The Me Too movement, the Pride movement, the Green movement, they sway their advertising dollars in the winds of social change. And yet some of the worst material you will ever see is on social media and on a regular basis, and we know it. And yet they still hand the money over to people who claim to want to clean their operations up and yet never quite achieve it. Explain that logic to me.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.